بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تهنوا ولا تحزنوا وأنتم الأعلون إن كنتم مؤمنين صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned a hadith, تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَادِّهِمْ وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ وَتَعَاطُفِهِمْ كَمَثَلِ الْجَسَدِ إِنِ اشْتَكَى مِنْهُ عُضُّن تَدَاعَى لَهُ سَائِرُ الْجَسَدِ بِالسَّهَرِ وَالْحُمَّى. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that you see the believing nation, تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَادِّهِمْ, in the showing love for one another. Muhabbah, the word تَوَادِّهِمْ is used from وُدُّن. وُدُّن means love. A believer shows love to his Muslim believer, his Muslim brother. They visit one another, they exchange gifts, they have muhabbah between the two. وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ, and they have mercy for one another. Each one shows mercy to the other. And this mercy is based upon ukhuwa of iman. They are brothers. And what has made them brothers? The fact that they are believers. They have belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the brotherhood of iman in Islam. So they have mercy for one another. Wa ta'atufihim, and they have affection for one another. When they have this affection, they go all out to see to the needs of the Muslim brother and sister. The man is in difficulty, the believing brother, sister would really support the person who go forward and see how he can show affection and kindness and sympathy to his Muslim brother or sister. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this love they show, the mercy, the kindness, the affection, you see, it is like a body, a human body. If one limb feels any pain, then the entire or the remainder of the body, the other limbs of the body, will respond to this pain that this one limb of the body has. For example, the eye or the head is paining. Then the hands, the feet, the remaining parts of the body, all the other limbs will respond to the pain of this one limb. بِالسَّهَرِ وَالْحُمَّى, with sleeplessness. The person, the body, the entire limb becomes awake at night and it is gripped with fever because one limb is feeling the pain. Either the eye, the head, the ear, whatever it may be. Like this is the entire Muslim ummah. That in any part of the world, your Muslim brother, sister is suffering in any way, then the entire Muslim ummah globally should feel the pain like how the remaining parts of the body feels the pain when just a single limb is going through some difficulty, some pain. The rest of the body becomes restless, sleepless. It is gripped with fever. Al-mu'minu lil-mu'minin. Al-mu'minu لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ كَالْبُنِيَانِ. A believer to the remaining believing brothers and sisters, he is like a wall, a building or a wall. It is cemented. The bricks are cemented. They are kept together. They are bound together. يَشُدُّ بَعْضُهُ بَعْضًا. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam put his fingers of both his hands into each other to show this pact, this bond, the cemented relationship a believing person has for his Muslim brother and sister. And that is why he mentioned, مَنْ كَانَ فِي حَاجَةِ أَخِيهِ كَانَ اللَّهُ فِي حَاجَتِهِ. That person who sees to the need of his Muslim brother, Allah will see to his need. My respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters, the ummah has seen the atrocity, the pain, the suffering, our beloved Muslim brothers and sisters, our children, our elders in Palestine, especially in Gaza, the pain and the suffering, the torment that they are going through. And this pain and suffering, persecution, is not something new. It is for years. And they have been shouting and asking for assistance. Alas, the ummah, or most part of the ummah, there have been few who gave them some support in some way, but the rest of the ummah turned a deaf ear to them. Until now we see the pitiful plight and condition. You are well aware of what is going on. You have more information than I have. But it pains any person who has even a spark of iman, a little bit of iman. His iman may be weak even, but he feels that pain that his Muslim brothers and sisters, masoom children, are going through. A day before, young children, little girls, masoom children, little girls playing those little games that girls play, and some boys kicking a ball around, whatever they may have been playing with, in the courtyard of the hospital. Perhaps somebody's father must have been wounded and being treated. Somebody's sibling may be there in the hospital. These little children may not be able to enter the hospital. They're playing in the courtyard. And the next day the bomb comes. And all these children are wiped out. A mother said her child was ill in hospital. Doctor gave her some hope. He should be better by tomorrow. And the next day when she returns to the hospital, she sees no doctor, she sees no child, she sees no hospital. Everything is gone. Brothers and elders, for us to relate these stories, it is easy. But can you imagine, can you ever imagine what type of pain they must be going through? The trauma. Masoom little children, wounded. The skin is burnt. Limbs are cut off. The body parts are damaged. They don't even have hospital beds. Lying on the floor. This little child is crying. Perhaps the mother has become shaheed. Father has become shaheed. Her sibling, sister, slightly elder than her, is also being treated for her wounds. She's critically ill. And she cannot take the cry of her sibling, little sister. And she puts her hand over and pulls her head forward to her head and gives her a kiss. The entire ummah is watching this. All of us are well aware and we are reading this in the media. The ummah has to now understand that the qiyamah is not far away. Allah knows best. Allah knows best when Qiyamah will take place. When Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala will make his appearance. When Dajjal will appear. When Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will come down. But all these things are authentic and it is going to take place. Are we prepared for it? My respected mothers who are listening to the program, before you try on your new outfit and worry about your new hairstyle and imitate the same kuffar, then think of your Muslim sister who was bombarded and killed and made shaheed. She had no time even to even wear any, don any nice outfit. How much of money we're just spending? Lavish functions, wedding functions, with no pain in our heart. I'm not saying do not eat, do not drink, do not travel. Life will go on. All I'm saying is think, ponder, reflect. The ummah is suffering. The same ummah that Rasul said, Allahumma ummati, Allahumma ummati. He cried for the same ummah, not just for us. We are, mashallah, making our ibadat. We've got plenty of ni'mat. We're enjoying ourselves. We don't even make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the time there is only complaints and complaints and complaints and complaints on our tongues. Therefore, we have to understand that mort is a reality. Qiyamah is a reality. Hazrat Mahdi, radiallahu anhu's appearance is a reality. Dajjal is going to come. We have to protect ourselves from the evils of Dajjal. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will come down. Will we be in his jamaat or not? Is our iman strong or not? When these brothers and sisters will become shaheed. And we see the people around them, hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. It's only kalima, Allah, Allah's greatness coming out of their tongues. The iman is strong. The life is so simple. A little girl writes her will. Perhaps some of you have read this. In a little writing, innocent writing. And she says, when I die, knowing that mort is now staring at their face, mother does not know she's going to go first. Daughter does not know if she's going to go first. And she writes in the will that so many shekels, give it to my mama. And so many shekels, give it to my sisters, my siblings, my brother. And this toy is, give it to my cousin. And my shoes, after they'll be stained with blood, wash it and give it to my little sister. This is the reality. These are no fairy tales. The Western media, the propaganda, it's not something new. It's only lies upon lies and lies. They have no conscience. They don't have any iman. For them to lie, it means nothing. For them to take away the rights of people is absolutely nothing. Fake lies, narcissistic comments, the attitude. All they do is blame somebody else. Who they blame? The victim. They perpetrate the crime. They do all the abuse. And suddenly they put on the blame to the victim. This is nothing new. History has seen these type of incidents. From time immemorial. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu salam incident, we don't have time, it's already late. When he is walking in Misr in Egypt and he sees a person calling out for help because he was being oppressed. A person from the Bani Israel. And so he goes to assist him because he was being abused by a soldier of Fir'aun, a Qibti. And so Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, Allah had given him such strength, all he did, he just gave that person one punch. That's all. Quran says, for wakazahu Musa. Musa alayhi salam gave him one blow. Faqadha alayhi, and he passes away. The man dies. So let the incident, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam then has to leave Egypt. And Fir'aun is after him. And finally when he meets Fir'aun, and Fir'aun tells him, وَفَعَلْتَ فَعْلَتَكَ الَّتِي فَعَلْتَ وَأَنْتَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. He addresses Musa alayhi salatu salam. And Fir'aun himself killed not one, not hundreds, thousands of children. Thousands, thousands. He was a tyrant. He killed thousands. Merciless. And he addresses Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, who killed one person, not deliberately, mistakenly. He made a mistake. And he says, وَفَعَلْتَ فَعْلَتَكَ الَّتِي فَعَلْتَ وَأَنْتَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. In other words, you did the action you did, you killed one man, and you have been so ungrateful that I looked after you, I cared for you, I gave you so much. You were ungrateful to me? So he puts the blame on who? Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He never looks at all the wrongs he has done, the million wrongs he has done. And this is what the West does. They will blame the innocent, they blame the victim. And there are still so many people who are so gullible in the world. Foolish people who have got no brains whatsoever. And they fall for this trap. My respected brothers and elders, you and I have got a lot of work to do. We have to really, 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 really strengthen our iman. And we have to make up our minds now. Do not wait for more and more disasters to take place and the ummah being brutally killed and massacred. There's ethnic cleansing taking place. We will just shout, make a few statements, and after some time everything subsides, Then we go back to old routine. We become ghafil again. This should never happen. This is not the true spirit of an ummati of Rasulullah. We have to make sure our iman is strong. Talk about the greatness of Allah. Speak about the greatness of Allah. Contemplate over the greatness of Allah. Never lose hope. وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah consoles Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba radiyallahu anhu majma'in, the mu'mineen, the believers. Battle of Uhud was a very serious battle that took place, and the Sahaba sustained many wounds and injuries, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consoles them. Do not become weak. Do not grieve. وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ. You will be you will be more dominant. You will gain victory. إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. You should believe in what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah is telling you, what Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling you. Believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نَصْرٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَتْحٌ قَرِيبٌ. This is the promise of Allah. Allah's victory will come. There are tests that people go through in this world. And believe me, these shuhada and these people in Palestine, our Muslim brothers, sisters, masoom children, imagine seven in one stretcher, all put together. Little babies, toddlers. The doctor who is looking at them, the article says that he could not contain himself. Normally one person for the stretcher, here they place to seven masoom children. These people who are giving their lives, they're becoming shaheed for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The daraja in the akhirat is extremely high. They've got elevated positions and ranks. For us it's like a dream. And they've got it, inshallah. Imagine that child, that little boy, standing next to the stretcher of his mother. He's in the hospital. And he's looking at her, staring at her, wondering, why is my mother not talking to me today? Not knowing that she has already passed away, she has become shaheed. Just 3 sips of water, according to one report that I read. That is the amount of water they are getting. There's no food, there's nothing to drink, they've got no clothing, they've got no doctors left, hardly any doctors. My respected brothers and elders, we need to make sincere, heartfelt du'as, as I mentioned last week. Not only in a congregation, of course in a congregation somebody will say Ameen, and we have hopes that it will all be answered. But even when we are in solitude, shed those tears. If you got a heart, if you got mercy in your heart, shed those tears. But if your heart has become like a rock and like a stone, like the enemies of Islam, then we've got a serious problem. How will we face these same people on the day of Qiyamah in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? A person who is wounded in the path of Allah, he becomes shaheed. The hadith says, on the day of Qiyamah, that wound will have blood. لونه لون الدم. The color will be the color of blood, it will be red. وَالْرِيحُ رِيحُ الْمِسْكُ. But the fragrance will be the fragrance of musk. I read the report just this evening. It is exactly what's happening now. They have come across bodies 2 days already, not even buried, because they have no place, no time to even to bury. The corpse is there. It is enshrouded. It's got the kafan. And they can smell fragrant musk emanating. Allah's help must come. It will come. These shuhada, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them Jannah. Jannatul Firdaus, the highest of stages. Those who are left behind, believe me, I read one report when some person contacted her family member or her friend, and she asked, don't worry about us, how are you people? You and I who are living out of Palestine, they're still concerned about us? So respected brothers and elders, my mothers and sisters, we have to make sincere tawbah, sincere istighfar. Hazrat Mufti Ahmed Khan Puri Sahib, Damat Barakatuh, he said, read, so simple. Nastaghfirullah, nastaghfirullah. Why we say nastaghfirullah noon? Because it comes in the plural form. Normally we say astaghfirullah if you're alone. I say astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. When we're together, we say nastaghfirullah, and you say make the niyat of the entire ummah. When we make istighfar, Allah's madad, nusrat must come. Remember, you and I expect the nusrat to come immediately. It can come immediately. It has come in many instances. We have not seen it. We have not observed it. We don't know about it. We'll only come to know much later that how Allah helped, how this happened, how that happened. But Allah has got a system that most of the times the victory might not come immediately. It will come after some time. We have to be patient. And alhamdulillah, those people are content. They are patient. They know what they are standing for. Allah give them the istiqamah. Allah make their heart solid. Allah protect the iman. Allah protect the families. For you and I, we have to support them, help them. So there will be people who will sending food and medication, whatever it is, clothing. That is the time when we need to make that sacrifice, dig deep into our pockets for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for any show business. Go and assist those people. Try those people who are taking all the supplies. Contribute towards those things. And make sure our iman is strong. Make sure we stay in good environment. All this majalis that take place. And we talk about the same thing. Connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Live a simple life. We don't have money now to just squander and waste. Think before we just spend our money. My beloved youth, before you change your hairstyle into the punky hairstyle, it has gone crazy. Our young blood, our youth, they shave their hair on the side and they have a mop on the top. Allah, this is against the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Parents don't say anything anymore. Nobody can say anything. They feel offended. How are you going to stand before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah? Were the Sahaba youngsters just like how we are dressed? Are we going to spend all our money just in leisure and parties, in drugs and alcohol? I have to ask myself first. May Allah protect us. May Allah conceal our weaknesses. We are too quick to make pass judgments. We are too quick to point fingers. The time has come. Allah is showing us that we need to draw Allah's help. And believe me, all of us sitting here, all of us, we all can draw the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah's help will come on the Palestinians and the entire globe. So sincere tawbah, istighfar, billin wa taqwa, refrain from sins. Increase our recitation of dhikrullah, tilawat of Quran, yasin, khatam, take place. Whatever we are doing, do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Engage in dhikrullah, engage in tilawat of Quran, sadaqah. There are so many du'as people are saying, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntum na zalimeen. Read la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Whatever is easy for you. Nastaghfirullah, nastaghfirullah, istighfar in abundance. Recite salawat upon Nabiya Kareem, as I mentioned previously. It is absolutely powerful. Absolutely powerful. And our simple du'as, our humble du'as, in the darkness of the night, you lose nothing. You are on the bed. You don't even have to wake up from the bed. Whilst you are tossing and turning, just raise your hands. Oh my Allah, help my Muslim brothers and sisters in Palestine, in Gaza. Ya Allah, you grant them victory. Ya Allah, you protect them. That is what Allah Ta'ala wants from us. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. We can speak so much about the lies that they speak, and the harms that they are causing the Muslim Ummah, and they just ignore and they pass on the blame onto the victim, and they can do all these things not realizing one day they will leave this world. There is the day of Qiyamah and they will have to face Allah as well. And then their final abode, if they didn't bring Iman in this world, then they will go to Jahannam forever and ever and ever. But a believer, he goes to Jannat forever and ever and ever. This gives us victory. This gives us happiness. This gives us consolation. Battle of Uhud took place. Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. He tells Abu Sufyan. Abu Sufyan at that time was not a believer. When somebody said, you know, that we have got Lat and Uzza. We've got the idols Lat and Uzza. Lana, Lat wal Uzza. Umar radiallahu ta'ala an said, Allahu Mawlana. Wala Mawla lakum. Allah is our master. He is our guardian. He is our protector. You have got no guardian. They have got no protector. وَأَنَّ الْكَافِرِينَ لَا مَوْلَى لَهُمْ. They've got nothing. Umar رضي الله عنه tells Abu Sufyan, قَتْلَانَا فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَقَتْلَاكُمْ فِي النَّارِ. Those of our people who became shaheed, they got Jannah. Y'all who died, they will go to Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq and hidayat. Cry for the ummah. Feel the pain in eating that morsel of food. Think also of those Palestinians. When you're wearing the new garment, think of them. I'm not saying do not wear new clothes, do not travel, do not... You have to do this, life will carry on. But, make a change in our lives. This is what I'm saying. Make this positive change. Positive change. Ya Allah, I want to become good. Bring in amal saliha in our lives. Strengthen our iman. Talk good. Bickering, fighting, disunity. When there's disunity, then that is when Allah's madad is held. It's because of us being disunited. Allah's madad and nusrat will not come. Common sense will tell us if we united, if the ummah was together and they had the support, then we had not been bullied by any government of the world. We have been strong. So let us become strong for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Strengthen our iman. Recite Quran in abundance. Understand the meaning of Quran. Understand what we're reading. The verses upon verses. And when you read it, it will give us that solace. That it will strengthen our hearts. Like this, we don't understand what we're reading. But, and there are verses that will really give you the strength and courage. So respected brothers and elders, again, connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember our Muslim brothers and sisters throughout the globe, wherever the Muslim ummah is suffering. There are so many other parts of the world that now we will not even realize that they are also suffering. But especially the people in Gaza. May Allah protect them, may Allah protect them. May Allah make victory. And think of the power and qudrat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And don't underestimate the power of dua. Do not underestimate the power of dua. Always think of Allah's greatness. That everything is in His control. He is Al-Qadir, Al-Muqtadir. In Allah, ala kulli shi'in qadir. Allah is watching every single thing. And Allah knows best. Allah's hikmah, Allah's wisdom, we cannot fathom, we cannot imagine, we cannot contemplate, and we cannot comprehend. So what Allah does, He knows best. And have full i'timad and reliance and tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Sayyid Durus Sharif. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, la ilaha
illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث اللهم اغفر لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يا الله have رحم on the Palestinian Muslim brothers and sisters يا الله معصوم children يا الله يا مالك الكريم you are عالم الغيب والشهادة you are قادر المقتدر You are Aziz and Hakim, my Allah. You are Malik. Ya, you are Allah, you are Fatah. You are Kareem, my Allah. Allah, you are so merciful, my Allah. You are so kind, my Allah. Allah, you are so generous, my Allah. My Allah, you are so powerful, my Allah. Everything belongs to you, my Allah. The skies, the earth, the mountains, the rivers, jinn, mankind, animals, the plants. Ya Allah, every single thing belongs to you. The angels belong to you, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, my Allah. Hum to bahut kamzor hain. Ya Allah, hum to bahut dur hain, my Allah. Ya Allah, we feel so helpless, my Allah. Because of our doings, my Allah. Our iman is so weak. Our lives are full of sins, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, we have become, ya Allah, so consumed by dunya, my Allah. That we didn't care of the ummah of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive us, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. Help the Palestinians, my Allah. Especially those in Gaza. And the parts of, ya Allah, Palestine, my Allah.
jahan bhi ummat ho, ya Allah, un par raham farma. Ya Allah, we ask you by your ismi azam, your asmaul husna, your sifat al-ula. Ya Allah, we ask you by that name of yours, my Allah, that if we take this name, ya Allah, our duas are answered, which you alone know best, my Allah. Grant victory to the Musliman, my Allah. Ya Allah, dushman ko halak kar do. Allahumma ahlikhum kama ahlakta aadu wa thamud. Allahumma dammir diyarahum wa khalif baina kalimatihim. Allahumma shattit shamlahum wa mazdiq jam'ahum. Allah, give the Musliman nusrat, my Allah. Allahumma akrimna wa la tuhinna, zidna wa la tanqusna, a'tina wa la tahrimna, athirna wa la tu'thir alayna. Allahumma ansurna wa la tansur alayna. Allahumma a'inna wa la tu'in alayna. Allahumma amkur lana wa la tamkur alayna. Allahumma ardina wa radu anna. Allahumma ahdina wa yasir al-hidayata lana. Allah, grant them afiyat, my Allah. Grant them afiyat, my Allah. Grant them afiyat, my Allah. Allah, they've got no homes, my Allah. Ya Allah, dear, searching through the rubble, my Allah, to find family members, my Allah. Ya Allah, children have become yateem, my Allah. Not only have they become yateem, my Allah, they have become the only survivors of their families, my Allah. Ya Allah, hundreds have been wiped out, my Allah. Hundreds of them, my Allah. Grant the shuhada, the highest of stages in the akhirat. Eh, Malik-e Kareem, help them, my Allah. Help them, my Allah. Open your doors for them, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Fattah. Allahumma aftah lahum abwaab rahmatik. Allahumma aftah lahum abwaab rahmatik. Allahumma aftah lahum abwaab kulli khair. Protect them from all shurur and fitan, my Allah. Protect them from the enemies, my Allah. Allah, nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. Show the ummah, my Allah. Show the people your qudrat, my Allah. You are not ajiz, my Allah. Nobody can make you maghloob, my Allah. You are ghalib, my Allah. Eh, Malik-e-Kareem, ya Allah. Grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Ya Allah, give us yaqeen, your dhat. Give us the sweetness of iman, sweetness of dhikrullah. Make us true zakirin, shakirin, my Allah. Make us become grateful servants, my Allah. Give us a strong iman, my Allah. Do not stretch away this iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, qiyamah is going to be coming soon, my Allah. You alone know best when qiyamah is going to take place, my Allah. Maut can take place anytime, my Allah. You alone know best when maut will strike us too, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to prepare for the akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut with iman. Maut in Madina Sharif. Buried in Jannatul Baqi. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah s.a.w. on the day of Qiyamah. The Hudi Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect all of us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, fulfill our hajat and needs. Answer our du'as. Ya mujib al-da'awat. Ya qadhi al-hajat. Ya dafi' al-baliyat. Ya hal al-mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wat al-mutarrin idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhirah wa rahimahuma. فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك. Ya Allah, make the enemies of Islam see the beauty of Islam. Ya Allah, make them see the truth of Islam and Iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them embrace Iman in Islam, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, make them see the truth of Islam, my Allah. Eh, Malik al-Kareem, Ya Allah, whatever hajat our brothers and sisters have tonight, my Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. Those who requested duas answer their jaiz murad also, my Allah. So many people, Ya Allah, they are not well, they are sick, my Allah. Grant them shifai, kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. Allah, marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Make our children our grandchildren, my Allah. Our progeny become the coolest of our eyes. Ya Allah, make them be on haqq and hidayah, my Allah. Help our youth, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are such beautiful youth, my Allah. Ya Allah, you guide them, my Allah. Give them hidayat, my Allah. Make them follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make all of us follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us follow Quran and sunnah, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us become astray, my Allah.
Protect us from evil, my Allah. There are so many youngsters, ya Allah, looking for suitable marriage partners, my Allah, to make nikah with, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them suitable marriageable partners, my Allah. And grant them, ya Allah, a life of bliss and happiness, my Allah. And pious offspring, my Allah. Ya Allah, all good works of deen, ta'awud and tabligh, tazkiyah, ta'alim, ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever work is taking place, ya Allah, you are well aware of each person. Grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhuriyatina qurrata a'yun wa ja'alna lil muttaqina imama. Ya Allah, make our children, our grandchildren become the coolness of our eyes. Make them be in the jamaat of Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu salam, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect all of us from the shurur and fitan of Dajjal and all the fitnas that will take place from now till the day of Qiyamah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta sami'ul alim wa tub alina ya maulana innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Salamun ala al-mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.